Adam Cravens, and Jane Ellen watch more movies each month than most people do in a year. Parental guidance suggested reviews new movies in theaters with no spoilers promise. These film nerds know their stuff.
Hello and welcome to Parental Guidance Suggested. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.
And I have been waiting for this.
Now, we kind of went back and forth on this because I immediately messaged you after getting out of this film.
I know.
I felt a burning, like, sensation, like I had just eaten like Tabasco flavored something or a ghost pepper. Wow.
Oh, hey, before.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, sorry. What? That was a different one. It's like, that can't be right. Hold on. I've never heard the term mega flop before.
Oh, it's vicious. For those uninitiated, we are talking about Universal's Doolittle.
Ooh, ow, ow, ow. So it cost $175 million to make.
And this is before marketing or like anything else is thrown. So it more than likely, you're talking about a $200 million plus budget after marketing is factored into that.
After 4 days, it made $29.5 million.
Now, I will say this for Robert Downey Jr. This is probably not the film you wanted to follow up to the highest grossing. This is like the anti-Endgame right
True.
Here.
True. But as I recall, when I looked up all the talent involved, it's a stellar voice cast, correct?
Oh, yeah. It's ridiculous. Like, when you and I were talking about it, basically, if you were not a B or A-list actor, like, they didn't even look at your resume for this. There's no up-and-comers in this. Like, you are an established star.
Mm-hmm.
You are a name that whenever I say it, like, people recognize that name.
Yeah.
Like, again, you have the star of last year's highest grossing film of all time, spent nearly $175 million before marketing is thrown in there. And wow, this film is awful.
Now, I will be honest with you, because when we spoke about it last, I was excited about it in that I love the story of a man that can talk to animals. However, deep in my gut, I had the feeling that this was a dumpster fire.
It is a concept that is ripe for interpretation or mm-hmm. reinterpretation. Like the Eddie Murphy, I think it was 1998.
Made $294 million.
And it's not a great movie, but mm-hmm. like it was tolerable. I think I worked at an after school program. Like, I saw it a couple times. Not a bad movie. It's not 48 Hours. It's not Beverly Hills Cop, but like, it was amusing. I would, now that I've said that, I want Axel Foley.
Yeah. With animals, yeah.
Just cursing animals, Eddie Murphy doing really racy jokes. Now, that is a Doolittle that I would watch right there. Or, I mean, even the original, I'm just saying, like, it's an interesting concept.
Right.
And this film throws all of it away. Like, Robert Downey Jr., easily one of the most charismatic, entertaining, talented actors working today. This right here, what
is, first of all, is there any singing?
No. Basically, what M. Night Shyamalan did.
M. Night Shyamalan directed
no.
this?
What he did with Will Smith in After Earth, this is the equivalent of what they did to Robert Downey. Like, I don't remember smiling during this movie. And I remember I was like, maybe I'm tired or maybe I'm hungry. Like, there's got to be a reason I'm not. It's Robert Downey. Like, loved him in Tropic Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
Loved him in The Judge. Like, I have enjoyed essentially like everything like this guy has done. And if I don't love it, I can find something I enjoyed about what he was doing.
Now, my memory of the first one with Rex Harrison, if I could talk to the animals, learn their languages. He was trying to find a giant moth, and it was an adventure. He was trying to find this animal to talk to. And that was pretty much the whole story. He was going on a voyage, animals, and that's all I remember. Now, the one with Eddie Murphy, he was a vet, correct?
He was still, a doctor.
And
yeah.
So, and something happened where all of a sudden he could understand what animals said, and then all the animals came to see him, which is not the same story as Doolittle, the one
not
that
exactly,
I saw.
Yeah.
But still,
it was a
fresh take on it. So what's happening here? Because it looks like it was set in the same time period as Rex Harrison's. I'm basing that on the hat.
It's even the story is kind of a befuddled bit of nonsense. Like, it feels like they fall just backwards into every plot point, like, that they come
to. So Doolittle is established, and Dr. Doolittle has always been able to talk to animals, and ready, go. Is that where
that's
we're at?
I'm just saying, in every new plot point, like, at one point, they're like, oh, well, you need a berry from a tree that no one knows if it exists, and only Dr. Doolittle's wife, who went missing at the beginning of the movie, knew where it was. And we're like, wait, what? Magic berries. That's your solution to save the queen. But it's for the queen. I'm just like, it sounds like somebody just mad-libbed the stupid plot to this movie. Like, every time you learn something else about it, it's as stupid and ridiculous as the last point. I kid you not. And I feel sort of bad because I feel like I might be ruining something for somebody. But Dragon Rectum is a major... Yes. You heard what
Rectum.
I said.
Rectum. Don't Dragon, even know him.
Dragon Rectum is a major, major plot point in this. And I'm just sitting there going, I'm watching a $175 million movie starring an Academy Award winner and
winners.
If you count the voice cast,
Dragon,
the director and the writer is the guy that wrote Syriana, the one that George Clooney mm-hmm. was in. Like,
Syriana, quite a different film from this.
Granted, but I'm just saying, like, you can when I say that movie, you're like, oh, well, that's prestigious. Like, that was all awardsy and
so
stuff.
We're magic berries. We're Dragon Rectum. Does he have a sidekick? Is it a search for his wife? I guess is the
no. You would have thought that by the way that they established that point at the beginning of the movie. Like, a talented screenwriter would have probably taken that thread and done something with it.
I see.
But we do get to meet her father later on, and apparently he's got like an island and a tiger and stuff.
Is his name Jafar?
No. But he's very Jafar-y.
All right.
I really can't find a part about this movie that, like, the only way I can describe it when I left the theater was that I was angry. Like, I was mad.
That's how I left Mars Attacks.
I was mad at the amount of talent that was wasted. Like, I mean, the director, I think he also wrote Traffic. I'm just saying, like, you have just Oscar just strewn all about this movie, and Universal put some serious, like, you can see that they spent money mm-hmm. on this movie, but I have no idea. Like, I need to know who was just sitting there going, yes, I approve that decision. Yes, I approve that decision.
You're listening to Parental Guidance Suggested, brought to you by Hinson Oakley Family Dentistry. Jane Ellen talking to Adam Cravens about mega flop Doolittle.
Oh, just, I really cannot find enough words to describe how terrible, like, this is not even a, well, maybe your kid, you should show it to your kids when it comes out on DVD or something. Like, I can't, as a parent in good conscience.
Did any of your children see it?
Just, no, don't. I'm just saying, avoid it. Just don't. Like,
wow.
It's Dragon, actually, you know what? Dragon Rectum is a really great, it's almost a metaphor
uh-huh.
for the film.
Wow. So I'm getting the idea that it is meandering. And is it lovely to look at? What type of CGI is it? Is it like the real life type looking stuff?
Not quite to the point of Disney's recent, like, Lion King, mm-hmm. which it's not really a live action. It's really
is Andy Serkis in any of them.
Okay. No, he was not in this, or he was, and then he saw what wreck it was and he asked to be removed from the final film. Like, it just, they're really, like I said, the plot just doesn't make any sense. Or like at one point they're like, oh, no one's ever seen this island before. And I swear to all that's holy, they find it in like 5 minutes. I'm just like, how was that? Like, if this had been an Indiana Jones movie, we would have established that at the beginning of
Wait
the movie.
Minute.
There would have been twists and like.
I believe that was from the Rex Harrison thing. The island only appears every once in a while.
No, it was just hard to find.
Oh.
But then it wasn't. That I guess that's what got me about it. They're like, oh, no one's ever found the island before. And then.
Here it is.
Hey, right there. How has nobody not seen this thing? Like, it was behind some trees and fog. Like, if somebody would have just looked harder. Like,
okay.
So it wasn't like you didn't have to like put the staff of Ra at like in at a certain point and then like it pointed at the city. Like,
how far into this did you start to get angry?
I like I said, about maybe 20-30 minutes. Like, when I'm just like, did I not eat? Is my sugar dropping? Like, is that what my problem is?
How's Robert Downey Jr.'s accent? Did that bother you?
Was it
necessary?
No. I did not find that it was like just, and the man is gifted. And people need to understand how gifted I think that man is. Like, mm-hmm. Seriously,
both of us would gladly bear his children.
Like, yes, yeah. I don't even know how I would go about
exactly.
doing that, but I would just be like, yes, sir, absolutely, immediately,
mm-hmm.
and then go about figuring it. Probably by renting 1995's Junior.
Yeah, that would make it work out. So, wow. Sad.
Yes, this movie will make you sad. Like, just go away from it. Like, don't take your kids to see it. Like, Frozen's probably still playing.
Now,
take your kids to see that.
Does this make you want to see Cats to see which is worse?
I can't. I mean, at this point, and if you would have told me that a Robert Downey Jr. movie that cost almost $200 million to make and was written and directed by an Oscar nominee would make me question going, well, maybe I should have saw Cats instead. Like, that, at least that one had Ian McKellen and Judi Dench. Like,
yeah.
I could have made some kind of argument. Like, maybe Cats was fun bad. Like, it was just so stupid. I'm just like, oh, this is awful. I can't stop. It's, oh, look at this dumpster fire. But like, Doolittle was just such a waste of all manner of talent and money. Like, okay. If they would have just given, like, they're going to take a bath on this. Like, Universal, there's no way they break even on this.
So there's not going to be a Doolittle section of the Universal Park.
Man, I can't. Yeah, they're not going to met, like, the Lord of the Rings, like, addition they're doing to Universal in Orlando. Like, they're not like, we need to tear down Harry Potter and we need to not do the Lord of the Rings thing. Doolittle is where the money's at, kids. Doolittle to entertain anybody. Like, oh,
that's just sad. Do you see anything else?
I did. And I will tell you, this one I had a blast with. Like, I loved it.
So you saw Little Women?
No.
Oh.
No. Bad Boys for Life. Oh. Like, and Will Smith is at his smithiest. In this, like, it is the initial two were directed by Michael Bay. This one is not. He produces and he has like a cameo in it. But this movie is all kinds. Like, watching this makes me regret that it has been 17 years since the previous Bad Boys movie.
So then, what is the story? Are they out of retirement? Are they getting too old for this kind of stuff?
Now, Martin Lawrence insists that he is getting too, like. And for anybody that has not watched the Bad Boys movies, it's kind of like
what you gonna
do? It's a lot like Lethal Weapon.
Yeah,
it's a lot like, if you want to kind of look at that part. It's a buddy cop movie, but instead of Mel Gibson and Danny Glover, it's Martin Lawrence and Will Smith. Will Smith is playing the character that he played like largely in the earlier part of his career, like very similar to the character he played in Men in Black. Just that cocky, like, full of bravado, like, just going around like he owns it. And, like, this is the role that he kind of originated it in. Bad Boys was his first, like, major motion picture. This is before Michael Bay had established himself as the go-to guy to blow things up.
Real good.
And, I'm like, the initial film in this trilogy is the one that kind of turned Will Smith into a movie. Now, mm-hmm. Independence Day turned him into a mega movie star, but Bad Boys proved that this guy could hold his own, like, on the big screen.
Mm-hmm.
Martin Lawrence has not been this funny in 20 years.
That's amazing.
Like,
so this won the weekend?
I have not looked at the final numbers, but I know going into it, I think they had like a $20 million Friday. I know Doolittle did not have a $20 million Friday.
No, they did not. Bad Boys 3.
I want to say maybe 60. 60, I think, was the prediction.
59.2 okay. million. And it was number one over the weekend.
And evidently, like, it's done well enough, like, the actors were excited enough that Sony has already said that they want to fast-track a fourth one.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of me being, like, nearly 60 by the time they do another one of these, maybe we get one in 5 years.
Mm, you'll just feel like you're 60.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. So Doolittle is a hard no.
Oh, my goodness.
It's Bad just, Boys oh, 3.
Like Doolittle will make you throw up in your mouth. Like, just don't. Just don't. Bad Boys 3, like I said, I mean, he is, you've got the woo, you've got the ha-ha. Like, I'm telling you, like, this is vintage.
He gets jiggy with it?
I don't think he ever says it. But
he's clearly jiggy?
But if you will look, his body language is clearly jiggy.
Okay. It sounds marvelous.
It's, like I said, it's a big, not, I don't want to call it a dumb action movie, because it actually tackles a lot of, I don't want to call them issues, but there are some more mature themes in this that you really would not expect in a buddy cop movie. Like, they're dealing with the fact that their characters are getting older. Like, you're talking about, like, various aspects of, like, toxic masculinity. Like, you know, when is it?
Well, that sounds hilarious.
Well, I'm saying, like, you've got a lot of underlying stuff, but, like, the script, and this is not something I can really say about the first two Bad Boys movies. They're incredibly fun, but they're not well-written movies.
Mm-hmm.
The script for this film is actually pretty solid, and Martin Lawrence and Will Smith, their chemistry, which is what made the first two mm-hmm. movies like work, like period. Like there's a lot of like cool explosions and fast cars and stuff like that. But at the heart of those movies, Will Smith and Martin Lawrence's chemistry is what makes mm-hmm. them the thing that you want to see. And this, the third one is no like separation from that. In the almost 20 years since they did the last one, these guys really haven't missed a step. And if it is true that they're fast tracking a fourth one, like I'm in. This is really is a film series. We should have seen a new one like every 4 years. Comparative to what an action movie costs nowadays, like I want to say they got away with like maybe $80, $90 million for this. Like mm-hmm. I can't see that this thing does not turn a profit for Sony. And like I said, it's just with the two of these guys, like, I mean, maybe like let's say the fourth one's successful. Like they can start training like younger recruits. And, like, as far as I can tell, Will Smith hasn't aged since 1990. Now, Martin Lawrence has aged. Like, you sit the two of them together, they look like the before and after picture, like, for, like, the Jenny Craig ads at this point. Like, you're just like, wow, Martin, you have not been taking care of yourself, buddy. But, like, Will Smith, like I said, they do get a good joke in there about Martin Lawrence pointing out to him. And he's like, yeah, but you dye your goatee. And he goes, what? He goes, yeah, you dye your goatee so nobody can see those white hairs that are popping up. And he goes, you close your mouth. Like, and then when one of them is hospitalized later, as he's in there and his partner is like kind of waiting it out with him, you see him pull out like this dye brush for mm-hmm. hair. And like while he's unconscious in the hospital bed, he starts painting his friend's like goatee so no one will see that he doesn't like that it doesn't have like bits of aww. Like pepper. Yeah, it's just like I said, there's just it's a funny movie. The action is well done, the chemistry like just works. It's just it's a good movie that I would gladly watch again.
Okay. Doolittle no, Bad Boys 3 yes, and next week
okay. The Gentleman.
Okay, sounds good.
It's got Matthew McConaughey. It's gonna, you know,
all
you know,
right, all right,
you
all
know,
right.
At least the movie's gonna be all right.
All right, all right, all right.
And if you don't like it,
Be a whole lot cooler if you did.
It would. All right, all right. You just can't stop saying that when you bring in Matthew McConaughey.
I bet he'd be fun.
All right, all right.
I bet he'd be fun to hang out with.
He would.
I bet that guy's a blast.
So thank you for listening to Parental Guidance Suggested. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.
You've been listening to Parental Guidance Suggested. Download your favorites and keep up with new episodes in the Hints and Oakley Podcast Center.